United States deals with growing numbers as coronavirus continues to ravage the world. It's Thursday, March 26th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Find us on Facebook at VOA Asia. Also ahead, China tries to clean up its streets. New York closes all non-essential businesses and gatherings. Distilleries try to do their part to disinfect. The virus takes a psychological toll. Students learning virtually, and much more on today's VOA Asia. South Korea, which has been among the best in the world at coronavirus testing, has agreed to provide the United States with badly needed test kits. Seoul says U.S. President Donald Trump asked South Korea for the coronavirus help on Tuesday. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, Trump's request comes at a tense moment in U.S.-South Korea relations.
South Korea was among the quickest in the world to set up a system of coronavirus tests, including at these drive-through testing centers. Now, South Korea is helping other countries, including the United States, which has struggled to make tests widely available. President Moon Jae-in said South Korea will provide the U.S. as many coronavirus test kits as possible, as long as it has enough to continue testing its own people. It's a role reversal for a 70-year-old alliance. South Korea now helping protect Americans in the U.S. mainland. But hours after asking for help, Trump insisted U.S. coronavirus tests are better and were made available faster than South Korean ones.
We kept hearing about South Korea. They had a very tough time at the beginning, if you remember. In 8 days, we're doing more testing than they've done in 8 weeks.
The U.S.-South Korea relationship has been strained under Trump. In fact, even as he asks for South Korea's coronavirus help, Trump continues to demand South Korea pay billions more for the cost of the U.S. military presence here. That fact is not lost on this group of South Koreans who work at U.S. military bases. They are among 4,000 Koreans who will be furloughed next week when money runs out to pay them. The head of the Korean Workers' Labor Union shaved his head in protest.
This is how we make a living, so we will continue to protest using whatever means we can.
Neither Moon nor Trump has publicly linked the coronavirus issue to the cost-sharing talks. But many in Seoul privately hope the coronavirus cooperation will help the two allies solve thornier issues. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
This news from VOA Asia. North Korea maintains it has still not found any cases of COVID-19 in the country, 2 months after it shut its borders and imposed strict restrictions to curb the spread of the virus. News reports say there is skepticism over that claim. You'll find more at voanews.com and on Facebook at VOA Asia. This is VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, before the coronavirus outbreak, a Beijing technology company was already working to integrate autonomous vehicles into daily life in China. They produced pint-sized sidewalk sweepers and delivery robots, but now there is a demand to reversion the technology to take place of workers who are staying at home in the hopes of containing the virus. Matt Dibble reports.
On its first visit to the U.S. in 2019, this self-driving sweeper came with a promise to work safely.
Because autonomous driving technology is a new technology. It's about safety. In this size, no very sharp angle you can see, so maybe people can accept it easier.
Known as Little White Snail in China, the vehicles were a welcome sight in parks and other public places. But after the coronavirus broke out in the city of Wuhan, China, The little white snail has started doing work that is considered too dangerous for humans.
It's now deployed out to the Ho Shenshan Hospital in Wuhan, as well as 11 other hospitals around China, and was called into action to not only help clean, but also to be expanded into disinfecting. So they're spraying vast amounts of disinfectant.
The machines navigate using a combination of pre-programmed maps and real-time sensing, including LiDAR, a laser that scans the ever-changing surroundings. The company's robots are also delivering meals and medical supplies, and can transport this robotic arm designed to take throat cultures and check respiration. As the world fights the pandemic, the quest to save lives is bringing robots in closer contact with humans than ever before. Matt Dibble for VOA News, San Francisco.
This news from VOA Asia. Bangkok streets were nearly deserted a day after the Thai government declared an emergency and will take stricter measures to control the coronavirus outbreak. You'll find more at our website, voanews.com, and on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and the VOA Asia Facebook page. This is VOA Asia. We're glad to have you with us today on VOA Asia. New York City is now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. All non-essential businesses are closed, and unnecessary gatherings of any size have been banned to enforce social distancing. VOA's Carol Pearson reports social distancing is one of the best tools we have to contain this virus.
Leading U.S. medical and health organizations, representing doctors, nurses, and hospitals, wrote an open letter to the American public urging them to stay home. They said it was the key to slowing the spread of the coronavirus. This practice will keep people from touching surfaces many others have touched, some who may have had the virus on their hands.
Bacteria are going to be everywhere, so if you don't wash your hands before eating or if you're touching any other surface that could be contaminated, you're likely to get sick. And there are certain things that can live for weeks on a surface, such as a norovirus. So you really do have to try to keep your environment, especially where you're eating in the eating area, clean.
The U.S. National Institutes of Health says the coronavirus can stay in the air for up to 3 hours and on surfaces anywhere from several hours to several days. So if you touch an elevator button, the handrail on stairs or an escalator or a door handle, you could get the virus on your hands.
Anything that's touched by hands is probably going to be contaminated. The vast majority of your illnesses are going to be from your own hands. So hand washing properly with enough time, with enough soap, with enough lather, or hand sanitizer if that's all you have available, and making sure you do that before you touch your face or before you eat.
Doctors suggest coughing into our elbows to block the virus's spread, but it's best to cough into a tissue and then throw it away. The virus seems to be spreading mostly in the community, at restaurants and gatherings, rather than in hospitals. That's why physical distancing, disinfecting surfaces and things you touch frequently, like a computer keyboard, washing your hands and not touching your eyes, nose, and mouth will keep you and others safe. The health organizations say they want to help people recover from the coronavirus, but they want Americans to do their part to keep health professionals from getting sick too. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
After you listen to VOA Asia, you can see VOA Asia. VOA Asia is on YouTube. See and share the fun with Food Bites, our weekly culinary dive into foods from the homeland. Recipes that came with chefs who immigrated to the United States. Students enrolling in U.S. schools can get their first lessons about life on campus. Subscribe for free. See us often at VOA Asia YouTube.
A message from your friends at VOA Asia. Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. A message from your friends at VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, as the world battles the coronavirus, shortages of disinfectants are becoming more of a problem. That's prompting some companies, like a small distiller in Falls Church, Virginia, to find creative ways to help. VOA's Aslam Tinaz shares this report of a recent visit to the facility.
Hand sanitizer is one of the things Americans have been stockpiling most since the coronavirus outbreak, and that's left many store shelves of the product empty.
Okay, we ready?
To meet the demand, some entrepreneurs are making high alcohol content disinfectants. Right. Falls Church Distillery is one of those businesses. Known for its whiskey production, FC Distillery is busy making hand sanitizers.
We've pivoted into making sanitization. It's the same type of process. We're using the same whiskeys, or base spirits that we would use to make a lot of our other products.
But production depends on access to raw materials.
Right there back here, we're producing about 300 gallons of sanitizer right now. We could easily do that every day if we could get the supplies. We can only get supplies every couple of 3 days because there's not as many truckers on the road.
Employees say they are happy to shift their business model because it helps the local community and keeps them employed.
I mean, it's nice to be able to do something that is helping people. Obviously, it's really hard to find. I went on Amazon just to look at what was available on Amazon, and it looks like people are ripping everyone off. So it's nice to just kind of help the local community and still have a job, actually. I feel really lucky right now.
So we're just going to mix all these in.
Locals say they appreciate the effort.
Well, I know he'd probably like to be doing making something other than hand sanitizer, but no, this is a great idea. To fill a void in the marketplace and to have small businesses set up and work together to get this done. It's what needs to be done, and it's fantastic.
Palooza says it is essential to boost people's morale and not to take advantage of their fears by gouging prices.
Prices right now is important to us. I mean, that was a very, very important thing to us, to not gouge, right? I mean, because that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing people buy up, whether it's toilet paper or hand sanitizer, and then trying to charge exorbitant prices for that. That's part of what we were battling here, plus the need and plus the reasonableness of fulfilling that need.
Stavros says this new approach might last longer than expected.
This will keep us busy for a little while, I'm sure. As long as there's a need for the hand sanitizer, more than likely over the next few months, the way it's looking like, we'll be here.
Well, I think all of us are trying to do what we can. I think seeing small businesses step up and provide this type of service is fantastic.
FC Distillery is currently selling its sanitizers for $29 a gallon, which, according to Paluzzi, is nearly half of the market price. The company also promises to set aside 5,000 ounces in 5-ounce bottles to give away for free. Özlem Tinas, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.
You're listening to VOA Asia. It's hard for many of us to stay calm while getting the seemingly never-ending updates on the coronavirus situation in the world, as the number of infected people in Europe topped those in China. Maxim Moskalkov talked to psychologists about fighting anxiety and remaining calm during this testing time.
It is hard to keep your distance from the constant TV coverage and worrying charts showing the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some people start panicking, anxiety levels rise. According to psychiatrist Mary Alvord, panic is a natural human response to stress.
I think it gets back to, as humans, what do we feel like we need for survival? So water goes, you know, off the shelves, even though there's no water shortage. We don't really need 5 cases of water. And yet the stores are now limiting you to maybe 1 case or 2 cases.
Psychologists add that it is extremely important to be discerning about where you get your news so you can be well informed. And it's also important to control your emotions and avoid panicking.
And maybe even look at this as some opportunities. Is there an opportunity now that you're home more? Or you can connect with relatives or friends that you haven't spoken with in a long time. So I think with every crisis, there are opportunities.
Psychologist and scientist Vail Wright says we should not underestimate the power of routine. Schedules and routine help maintain calm and gives the feeling of normalcy many feel they lack.
To prepare yourself mentally, you need to be doing things like engaging in self-care. It's really important to keep routine, to go to bed at the same time every night and wake up in the morning like if this was a regular work day. Don't treat this like a snow day. Still shower, get dressed, eat meals at the same time.
Clinical psychologist Irina Melexitian adds that the way a person responds to a crisis situation depends a lot on their psychological type.
It will be harder for introverts who already have certain anxieties to live under constant stress. They feel especially isolated because they can't meet with the people they're used to relying upon. But thankfully, we have all this technology. We can call, we have Skype and FaceTime. It helps to keep communicating with loved ones, to show compassion, to demonstrate we care, and to know others care about us.
In more severe cases of panic attacks, psychologists say breathing correctly can help reduce the stress and anxiety levels.
Breathe in very slowly, then breathe out. Do it at least 3 times, and you'll notice anxiety will slowly go away. Try to stay positive. Try to stay calm. This is just something we all need to get through.
Doctors and psychologists emphasize the importance of only reading reputable sources and talking to specialists. Knowledge and facts are the main tactics to fight uncertainty and anxiety, they say. Maxim Moskalko for VOA News, Washington.
Schools around the world have jumped into high gear to respond to the coronavirus global health crisis. In a matter of days, classes have moved online as students check into virtual classrooms. Bronwyn Benito has more.
Roshan Jamal is in class right now, in her bedroom.
It is very useful for us because we couldn't finish all subjects at school, and now we are completing them with the teachers.
Many schools have been able to migrate classes online quickly as schools worldwide close their doors to try to halt the spread of the coronavirus contagion. While more than half of the students around the world are out of school, some can attend remotely where they have adequate technology.
Our teachers are coming to the school on a daily basis. They come in one after one or two together, and they're providing their lessons to the students.
Roshan says she even prefers some of her online classes to the in-person lectures.
With this, I have a recorded video, and if I didn't understand something, then I repeat only that part for myself.
Ali says the school wants to accommodate every student, even those who can't view their class live.
In case the student was not present, then the lesson that was explained to the students will be uploaded automatically to the student's website.
The U.S. is slowly following suit as cases of COVID-19 have increased there. But for parents, there are challenges.
So how is it that our young children in Seattle Public School can just run amok because parents have to work? The school is not holding these kids accountable for finishing school. And we're talking about high schoolers, so you can't tell high schoolers what to do.
As much as we're looking after them now and we're okay in the early stages, there is that feeling of, well, how much longer can we sustain that for?
As schools remain closed, teachers and administrators around the world will have to get creative. The adjustment for schools and pupils is easier for some, more difficult for others. But a worldwide flu outbreak that has rapidly spread demands isolation, separating students, teachers, and other education professionals from each other. So far, Roshan is embracing it. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News, Washington.
VOA Asia is on Twitter. Follow us at VOA Asia for developing stories in Asia, perhaps close to you. Our Twitter feed also has updates on programs you can hear and see, with links to easily find them. VOA Asia Twitter, we're always online for you.
A father in quarantine on a Marine base in California was able to attend his daughter's wedding hundreds of kilometers away in Arizona. He did so through a telepresence robot, directing its movements, mingling with guests, and watching from the sidelines as his daughter danced at the wedding party. With more people worldwide severely curtailing their movements to fight the coronavirus, they are also getting creative about how to still be a part of big moments in their lives. Michelle Quinn reports.
Among the thousands of people stuck on the Grand Prince's cruise ship when it faced the coronavirus quarantine was Joel Young, a lighting contractor. He passed the time in his small cabin playing video games. He hoped to be home in Arizona for one thing, his daughter's wedding. Then he was quarantined in San Diego.
I called her and talked to her and told her that, you know, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to make it. There were a lot of tears there.
Friends and colleagues rallied and found Young a way to be there by using a robot telepresence that is controlled remotely by the user. It was shipped to his mother's house in Phoenix. They called it the Papa Bot and put a tie on it.
And with this device, it allows me to control what I'm looking at, where I'm going.
The outdoor wedding went beautifully. Young didn't get to walk his daughter down the aisle as planned, but he was there mingling with guests, watching her happiness from the sidelines.
You meet a challenge, you find the best solution you can, and you accept what it is and you move on.
As the world struggles with a new normal of living through a pandemic, technology helped one father be where he was needed. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, Oakland, California.
Rising seas are causing inland flooding around the world. This is especially true in Miami, Florida, where high tides are flooding buildings and roads, threatening drinking water, and causing soil erosion. As we hear from VOA's Deborah Block, scientists say one of the most effective ways to hold back the tides is through Mother Nature.
In low-lying coastal communities like Miami and nearby Miami Beach, rising tides linked to climate change are causing chronic flooding. While scientific studies differ on how much further the tides will rise, elevated sea levels eventually could put vast stretches of Florida underwater.
We're trying to project how fast we're expecting them to rise so we can plan how we're going to protect our communities for the future.
To help control the damage from flooding, some roads and buildings have been elevated and seawalls are being reinforced.
Water may be coming up over seawalls and it's causing flooding on their backyards or in their properties. On the roads, it means that water could be coming up our drainage systems and actually causing flooding on sunny days.
Beyond man-made solutions, natural resources like mangrove forests can help with flood protection. Mangroves are small trees that grow in salty water. Mangrove forests help prevent erosion and provide a natural buffer against storm surges. Here at Miami Beach's Oleta State Park, this mangrove forest winds around a creek.
Even though this area is surrounded by a lot of high development, it will reduce flooding.
Mangroves also combat the biggest driver of climate change.
Mangroves are the one group of tree species that sequester more carbon than any other trees on Earth because they have quite a large underground root structure. So by storing carbon, it takes it out of the atmosphere, which can help reduce our greenhouse gases.
Florida's mangrove forests are under threat, something conservationists hope to reverse.
Most of our mangroves have been eliminated for development. But as sea level rises, some areas will no longer be inhabitable, and maybe some homes and other structures will be removed. We used to be a mangrove island, and we recognize that bringing back those mangroves is going to help us be better protected for the future.
Her advice to other places worldwide with rising seas?
In areas that you have that are undeveloped, definitely look first and see how you can preserve nature as much as possible, rather than then trying to bring it in once you've developed those areas.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Miami Beach.
Thank you so much for joining us on VOA Asia. No matter how you've listened to our program, we're glad you're with us today. We'd like to thank our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Ira Elman, Keith Lane, and Doug Bernard. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day. Be safe. Be well.